wish that when I was in fourth grade, I would have had enough courage to stand on Easter Sunday and read the gospel lesson. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Tegan, for reading our lessons for us today. I'm going to ask us what sounds like a really dumb question. Okay, what is Easter for? Better yet, who is Easter for? Huh? All of us. Yeah, we say that. But if you ask anybody what Easter's about, they will tell you that Jesus rose from the dead. So isn't Easter just for him? I mean, shouldn't it just be his? Huh. It's not. You're all right. All of you said all of us. In fact, I was going to say, Lynn, I really appreciate the cover of the bulletin. I would like everybody to take the pencil in front of them and cross out he is and write we are. Okay? Paul puts it very clearly. Paul talks in the lesson that Tegan read for us about the fact that if Christ is not raised, if the dead are not raised, then Christ isn't raised, because we know full well he was good and dead. John told us that when he was on the cross and they came to take the bodies down, they broke the legs of the other two guys who were still alive so that they would suffocate. And they came to Jesus and he was already dead. So one of them, deciding, I'm not going to break his legs, just took the spear and took the tip of the spear and jammed it in under his ribs up to his heart. And when he pulled it out, water and blood came out at the same time. And you go, yeah, so what? All of my good nurses and all the folks around here that know medicine will understand that means that a heart had stopped. Because if the heart is beating and there is pressure, the fluid around the heart doesn't get a chance to come out because there's no pressure on it. When the heart has stopped, blood and water drip at the same speed. So the fluid around the heart and the heart come out together. He was dead. Paul knew that. They all knew that. Mary knew that. And that's why, as Brandon told us also very well, she was not feeling so good. And Donna, you're right. She was completely unhappy when she found it empty. She would have been much happier to have found his body. And that makes us sound think it's strange. But that's what we expect. So what's so important about Easter for all of us? I go to cemeteries a lot more than most of you. I go there with lots of people. And if I really believed that we just put you there and that was the end, I don't think I would go so often. Because I know you were at, it's kind of like a giant closet and we just stick you all in there. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the resurrection of all. The early Christian church, especially our Eastern Orthodox friends, in all of their great stained glass and all of their mosaics, they show Jesus rising from the dead, stepping on the head of the devil, and reaching back and taking all the saints by his hand and bringing them with him. Easter is your resurrection. Easter is your eternal life. Easter belongs to you. It's not just something that we think about. We make lots of neat things. We make the church look different and pretty, and then it goes away, and we just wait till next year to get it out again. Easter goes with us every day. When the kids sang this morning and said, I will have no fear, no fear. We have no fear of anything. There is no one that can beat us. What you and I think of as death is simply a doorway that we walk from this life to the life with Christ. And oh, by the way, you don't float around as kind of like some nebulous thing that just kind of oozes around and looks shiny. You're up there, and guys, the golf courses in heaven, I hear, are incredible. Okay? the hole in the green is the size of a sand trap, and all the sand traps look like holes in the green. Okay? For those of you who like to fish, they're always hungry, they always bite, and they're always 25 to 35 inches long, even the perch. Okay? All right? We have to understand that when what Jesus tried to tell the disciples was, I have to do this. I have to do this because I have to destroy the power of death. From that first time when Satan tempted those first human beings and they went against the will of God, everything broke. Everything broke. Suddenly there was a division between life eternal and God and people, and there was never supposed to be. And from that very time, God said, I'm going to send my son, and he's going to fix that part. We're going to get rid of that problem. And man, they looked for it for years. They expected everyone, even Eve, because she named her next son, I have received a son from the Lord. The one who will fix things, she thought. And that was Cain. Not such a good guy. All in our world, we know it. You got up, and how many of you found out about Sri Lanka? And the explosion. And all those who are dead. You go, wow, happy Easter. Right? That is Satan's way of trying to make us believe that Easter isn't real, that it doesn't win, and that power and dominion and all the things that Jesus has to defeat still are more important. Well, it's not true. It was the power of the Roman Empire that put Jesus in the tomb. It was the seal of Pilate in the clay between the rock and the tomb that said, no one can open this. And it was God who opened it, blew the stone away, not with C4, but with the hands of his angels, and raised his son. And he was so different afterwards that even Mary Magdalene, who knew him very well, looked him in the face and didn't recognize him because he was now perfected in the way all of us would want to be. We have an incredible story today. We hear Peter telling everyone about, we know that God doesn't separate people. God doesn't make any distinctions between anyone. God loves them all. Easter is for everyone. Yeah. For your Buddhist friends. For your friends who consider themselves agnostics? For the friends who say they just don't care? For Islamic friends and Jewish friends? Oh yeah, and all the rest of the other Christians that we call different, like Catholics and Lutherans and Methodists. We're all Christians. It's for everyone. We are all risen. All. In Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just some one little simple thing. It is a moment that changed history. The history of the human race and the history of the reaction between the human race and God. So many times, you and I get up and we feel like the guy who couldn't find his favorite shirt in the closet. Because we're absolutely certain we didn't do the right things, and therefore it's not there. That no matter what we put on, God won't like us. That I'm in a place where not even God can love me. My mother won't. Even God can't. And it's in that place that Easter comes. That the love of God in his Son comes and blows the doors off and says, I don't care who you are or where you're at or what you've done or what you feel, you are 100% forgiven. And this resurrection belongs to you and my son. All I ask you to do is believe. The children did it the best this morning. Thea, I don't think I say it any better than you did. You chose the songs because you knew God's always with you and you never have to be afraid. Easter belongs to you. Easter belongs to your sister and your mom, and grandma and grandpa, and everyone else. My friend Roy has sat here and put up with me for how many Easters? Way too many, yes, I know.
Way too many.
I like a guy who's honest. And that Easter and that resurrection is yours and mine. And Vera's. And all those who we feel in our presence today, who we have worshiped with in this place for so long. Easter is real. It belongs to us all. There is no one, nothing that has power over Easter. I'm not certain what it would have been like to be the disciples and have Jesus look me face to face and say, listen, I'm going to go and I'm going to die. And it ain't going to be pretty. But don't worry, because 3 days later I'll rise from the dead. Anybody ever said that to you? I'd like that answer. No, nobody does. No matter how much we think we understand Easter, we still think dead is dead. And it's not, folks. Death has no power. It has no power. It is just now a door that takes us from this place to the place where there is no more cancer. There is no more diabetes. There is no more heart disease. There is no more measles. There is no more death. There is no more terrorists. Easter is the announcement of God to the world that in His Son, He is putting everything under His feet. Everything. There are some people I love dearly who, for the first time in my life, are not celebrating Easter. I am no different than any of you. If you don't think I have the same questions, you're wrong. But when I listen to the children sing, when I listen to Dominic read the scriptures, Tegan read the scriptures, when I hear the message that this thing is hollow and empty and has no power anymore, something inside is lightened. And I get to look at you, my friend, and say to you without question, the Lord is risen. And you answer back to me,
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. And we both know, and we both understand, that it belongs not just to me, not just to Jesus, not just to you, but to all of us. Easter is yours. If you didn't get any jelly beans, if you didn't get a chocolate bunny with one ear bitten off, if you didn't get any Easter eggs that melt in the aluminum before you can open them, Easter is still yours. Easter is yours because God wants it to be. Because it is for you. Go and tell His disciples. He goes before them. to his father and to your father, you will go too. Yes, sir. Yeah. I can't buy that kind of stuff. You understand that, don't you? Easter's for him. And yeah, I know, I've said enough, it's boring already. We'll get out of this part of it. I just want you all to know that when you go home, take this one with you. Take a look at it. And please, cross it out that he is. And whatever you want to do, you can write, I am. You can write, we are. Everyone is. But that's what it's all about. For the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed.